Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Gamertag Radio.
So I'm AJ Grand Scrutton. I'm the CEO of Dalala Studios, and I'm the director and co-writer of Murals.
So I played your previous games. This is an original game, because the previous ones is well-known IPs. So how was that process of coming up with something new for you and the studio?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of fun. It's worth pointing out that Grant always says our design director Grant always says I'm cheating because it's an original IP, but it's got a load of fairy tales in it. It was interesting. A lot of what we've done before helped influence our like processes in terms of like expanding our worlds, developing characters. But because it was original and new takes on these stories, we almost approached each individual fairy tale differently. Like, some were very led by what art was exploring. Some were completely built around a gag that my lead writer, Kelsey, wanted to do. It was just really kind of freeing for us to be able to kind of approach each level in a way that made sense in the moment. It was really great.
And also the style is very different than the previous two games. Why did you guys decide to have it this way, this time?
I really like to make my team's lives hard, miserable. I like them to really regret coming to work. What we really wanted was like something that felt like both an evolution of the Dalala style, but also kind of like an amalgamation of what had come before. We'd never really done something that utilized 3D space, but we didn't want to lose that kind of handcrafted feel that our games often have. And so kind of we ended up, like we were speaking about earlier, like Roger Rabbit was this reference where it was like, can we combine 2D and 3D? Can we have 3D combat characters and hand-keyed 2D NPCs as well as 2D environments that are hand-textured but with 3D lighting and shadows? And Lucy, our art director, kind of took the ball and ran with it alongside our like lead technical artist, Luke.
This also has multiplayer, correct?
This one's single player.
Oh, so single player.
It's
okay.
Our first single player game this is our first single player game in 13 years, I think it is.
Okay, so why single player this time? Because that, you know, the previous games, multiplayer, challenging as hell to playing with friends. I actually play your previous games with my wife all the time. So why single player for this time?
Yeah, we heard everyone really enjoyed our multiplayer, so we thought, let's just lose that entire fan base, get rid of them. we loved those other games, and for like both Battletoads and Illusion Island, like especially Illusion Island, that was about friendship. Like, you can't do Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck, and Goofy and not make it about the group.
Yeah.
But there are lots of design challenges that come with that. And we knew with some of the systems we wanted to do in this game, including like camera levels, zoom levels, and like our eeries, it would have been very hard to manage that in a way where a second player didn't feel like a co-star in someone else's story. So we kind of made the decision, like, let's focus this in on one player. Like, we've done multiplayer for a long time. Now let's try something a bit different.
Yeah.
It's nothing wrong doing something different, you know? And it's refreshing to try something new. So why the name Murals? Mm. Why you guys decide to have that name for this game?
Oh, that is a lovely question. You know, you're the first person that's asked us about the name. I have this obsession. Like, I think that like Pokemon is the best name for a video game ever because it's the name of the game, it's the name of the characters. And like, that for me has always been like, as weird as it sounds, it's almost holy grail of like... And so for us, we were making these levels in our game based on fairy tales that have been brought to life through these painted murals. And so it felt like the perfect opportunity for us to go like, murals are these creative things that can be on walls anywhere. Murals are the names of our levels. Like, it's just, even if some people don't really use the term commonly, it's an all-encapsulating name. And I know I'm nerding out about our game name, but it really was for me this big deal to have a name that also had such importance in the game.
Mm-hmm. When you're working on a project like this, do you guys have the title first or after writing the story, having the characters? How's that?
This is, I mean, I shouldn't be talking about this because technically it's like how the sausage made. The code name for this game was actually Project Murvels. And so we broke the number one rule of like naming the game the same as the secret code name. Really, we had this whole idea of these paintings brought to life very early. And so like pretty much the project almost from day one was called Project Murvels. And as we moved through and developed the story, like it just felt to me, I was like, this feels like the game. Like Murvels is the game name. It's not. We had one project years ago that never came out that was codenamed Project Hoff after the Hoff. But this one felt like a name that actually made sense for people to hear. So yeah, like we broke the cardinal rule of naming it after our code name.
Interesting. What are you gonna tell us about the character you play in this game?
Not a lot, because they don't know a lot.
Okay.
So you take on the role of the hero. The hero wakes up in Sleeping Beauty's castle. They have no memory of who they are, no idea how they got there. And the first thing they see is this sketch brought to life called Loaf, who's telling them they're trapped in Sleeping Beauty's castle and there's monsters coming. You've played some Dalala games before. You know that I'm not writing a 30-hour epic Last of Us-style story, right? Our narrative is there to support the gameplay. So you'll discover more about the character, but this is really about the player going on a journey of fun. And we see the hero as almost this blank canvas that anyone can project themselves onto.
So for Battletoads, it's like an action beat-em-up game, right?
Yep.
The Disney game is more like a platformer. What about this one? What do we call this one? Which genre?
Oh, honestly, we went back and forth on this a lot.
Okay.
The term we are using, and our wonderful PR support are helping us with, we use isometric action adventure.
Okay.
You know, I know that's very nerdy because that's the camera angle, but this really is what it is. There is a lot of like inspiration from hack and slashes in there. There's inspiration from like some action RPGs, even like Devil May Cry was a big touch point for us. And our designers, believe it or not, the modern Doom games were a reference for like enemy behavior. If you ask our design director, Grant, he would probably say arcade PG, as that's his term for it. But yeah, isometric action adventure is how we're labeling it.
Awesome. And my last question, what was like the most difficult part of working on this project? And now that you already announced this to the world, how does it feel like to finally talk about it to the public?
You semi-answered your own question there to be that. So
yeah.
For me, from the second we start a game, I have a insomnia-inducing paranoia that someone's going to announce the exact same game. So for me personally, the most stressful thing is going, you know, years of my life not being able to talk about the game. But I think for us it was interesting. Like, we're very lucky in that the team that made this game, we still have nearly the entire Battletoads team, nearly the entire Illusion Island team. So this is like the third game this team have made together. And so that makes a lot of the things that would traditionally be challenging a lot easier. But for me, being completely honest with you, like opening it fully up, this felt like a big project for me as a director. Like I had a lot of imposter syndrome for probably the first like 14 months. I was worried the game was bigger than the director I could be for it. But like the team really got me through that and they've created something amazing. And now kind of we're in my favorite bit, which is kind of the hardest bit, which is like finishing it, like get it feeling really polished. Announcing it was amazing. More behind the scenes stuff. Our Steam page nearly didn't go live on time.
Oh.
So we were all panicking. Luckily, our amazing IT team saved the day. Like, but we were in opening night live, knowing that our trailer was about three trailers away. We went to hit publish and Steam said, permission denied. Oh. So there was like three of us frantically on our phones, calling back in the hall back to England. But like it was amazing. It's such a reward for like the world to be able to see the team's hard work. And we're so endlessly proud of this. Like Illusion Island was a career and a life highlight for me, and this is surpassing it. So I feel amazing. The team feels amazing. It's so lovely to get to talk to people like yourself about this and like get to express how we feel. So yeah, we're feeling great.
Well, as a fan of the previous games, I'm excited to play this too. So great job and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
All right, congrats. All right, awesome.